Morning. Let's start with a movie. 5 minutes of a movie. This is one of my favorite spiritual movies. Bruce Almighty. Actually, I might have shown you this scene before because I love it. It is about prayer from God's point of view and how to handle the clamor from people who all want something. Jim Carrey is Bruce. He has made a deal with God, Morgan Freeman in a white suit, to take over God's job for a while. Bruce's girlfriend is Jennifer Aniston. They live together, but she doesn't know what's going on with him. So this is 5 minutes of Jim Carrey.
Oh, you're stupid.
Wow, it's kind of loud in here, isn't it?
No, it's not loud.
Jeez! Keep it down to a dull roar. Thank you.
Is that supposed to be funny? Because that is not funny.
What are you saying?
What's wrong with you? Stop yelling.
Can you excuse me? I think I'll take a little trip to the, the wine is going right through me.
I'm so sorry. I'm sorry.
Keep going, Bobby. You're great.
Please give me strength.
What is going on here?
Oh, what is this? Give me a break!
Really something, isn't it?
Is this heaven?
No, this is Mount Everest. You should flip on the Discovery Channel from time to time. But I guess you can't now, being dead and all.
I'm dead?
Nah, I'm just messing with you.
That's not funny, man! That is not funny!
Okay.
And what about the voices in my head? Is that part of the hilarity?
No, those are prayers. And you keep ignoring them, they're gonna build up on you like that.
But it's just noise. I can't understand them.
Well, you're not listening, son. Let's see. You've had my powers for a little over a week now. How many people have you helped?
I took care of a few things. I righted a few wrongs in my own life first, okay? I was gonna help the others. I think I could help the world.
The world?
Mm-hmm.
That wasn't the world. That was just Buffalo between 57th Street and Commonwealth.
Oh.
I didn't want to start you off with more than you can handle. Well, you took your job, Bruce, so I suggest you get to it.
Prayers, prayers, okay, prayers.
This creepy whisper thing has to
end.
Organization and management, that's what I need. I need a system, something concrete. Concentrate. Files. Let all prayers be organized into files.
Well, that takes care of the voices. Not exactly a space saver, though.
Grace might notice. Prayer post-its!
Okay, I need something with a lock. Security, combination, a password. A password?
Yo!
You've got prayers.
Welcome to the Revelation Superhighway. We bless, no mess. Downloading now.
It's good.
It's good.
This is gonna take a while.
Oh. 1,527,503 prayer requests.
I better manifest some coffee.
Hola! Juan Valdez!
Buenos dias.
Buenos dias.
Disfruta un buen café.
Gracias, señor.
Adios.
Adios!
Ah, now that's fresh mountain-grown coffee from the hills of Colombia.
Thank you.
Okay, I had to have made some kind of a dent by now. Oh, come on! Oh. What a bunch of whiners. This is gonna suck up my whole life. Yes, to all. Yeah, there you go. Now everybody's happy.
I know you want to watch the rest of it, right? So that's funny, and that is exactly how prayer works. God says yes to everything. Now, it's not a man sitting at a computer making decisions for you. The universe is just set up so that yes is the answer to everything you want, what you really want. It's a brilliant system. I mean, what would you do if you were God and everybody were asking you for something? You'd create a world where they can fill their own requests. Whatever they think about and focus on is what they get. And everything they can possibly ever think of is already available because every possibility already exists in potential, in the invisible. Call it substance, call it the quantum field, call it God, the ground of being, all that is. This is where we land today with Principle 4 in this series called Principles and Prosperity. Unity's teachings are based on 5 basic principles. They are universal laws that apply to everyone, and they apply to everything, money, health, relationships, everything. We've already talked about principle 1, God is all there is. Everything is God. That means anything you could possibly want already exists as divine energy. And principle 2, if everything is God, then so are you. Your essence is divine. It's part of God. Principle 3 last week was about the creative power of thought. You get what you focus on, although some of it is subconscious. And today is principle 4. Prayer and meditation keep us in conscious contact with that divine presence, the creative source energy that permeates the world. So we've been applying these principles to prosperity, which we've defined as abundance. Health, wealth, love, happiness, the life you want. It's amusing to me that some people, the same people, who are uncomfortable with principle 3, using their thoughts to manifest what they want, don't hesitate to use prayer, principle 4, to ask for what they want, as if they're asking permission to have it. I am saying you already have permission. The answer to whatever you ask is yes. Just realize that you are asking with every thought. And since you get what you focus on, you are providing your own answer. The answer to prayer is always yes to what you deeply, truly want and believe, because the universe reflects your consciousness back into your life. The results are not always what you might have imagined, and we've talked about that. But here's another interesting aspect of this. If God is all there is, principle 1, then there can be nothing against us. No dark side, nothing working against our desires, nothing that doesn't want us to have our good, nothing imposing life experiences on us against our will. There's no force of evil, only good. There's no reality in lack, only plenty. There is no sickness or poverty in that God cannot be sick or poor. The energy of everything we need is already here. So why isn't life perfect? Why is there so much suffering and loss, war and hunger? Why do we even have fender benders and bad hair days? Consider that destruction may be part of what we get when we ask for what we want. It may be necessary to clear the path. Now, when we say God is all good, we tend to mean happy and fun. The Hindus have a better sense of God comprising all of creation and destruction. It's all good and it's all God. So for them, Shiva is a god. He is an aspect of God that destroys the world because Shiva is responsible for change. Sometimes that calls for physical death and destruction. Sometimes it's destroying the ego or destroying attachments to form or old habits. Shiva has purifying power, and with every destruction, the world is created anew. Ganesha, for the Hindus, is the elephant who goes ahead and sweeps the path clear with his trunk, removing obstacles. But don't you imagine some of those obstacles break as he sweeps them aside? It's not easy to survey destruction. Imagine a town that's been wiped out by a tornado. It's not easy to stand there and say, huh, must be clearing the way for something better. But how many towns that have experienced natural disasters say they rebuilt themselves stronger? Bones are stronger where a break has healed. Crucifixion was necessary before resurrection. So if things aren't going your way, or you're experiencing change or loss, consider that destruction is part of the gift and part of the answer to prayer. This is a hard teaching when you're in the throes of it. Paul Hasselbeck, who teaches at Unity Village, tells the story of praying for a better relationship. He was in a relationship. He assumed it would get better. Instead, they broke up. That relationship ended. Then he got into a better relationship with someone else. So he can see in hindsight how it all worked out. Letting go of one relationship cleared the way for something better, which is what he wanted. But we know that's not easy to go through. And that kind of destruction happens over and over in our lives. Consider, too, that difficulty might not just be clearing the way for something better. Maybe difficulty itself is a gift to you or an answer to prayer. So it's not that you're going through a bad time to get to something good, but the bad time includes your good. Remember, there are no victims. Remember, the answer is always yes. So when bad things happen, what we call bad things, maybe we need to shift our thinking about them, reframe them as possible gifts or blessings or answers to prayer. We just can't see it yet. It feels like loss, tragedy, injustice, and the pain we feel is real. But we also learn and grow and deepen our understanding of life. Ask and it is given, but whatever's in the way might have to be destroyed. Just know the process of destruction carries its own gifts. So, given these principles, what is prayer for us? I mean, we are divine. We're part of God. We are creating our reality with our thoughts. Whatever we focus on is what will show up. So why pray at all? And how pray? Why we pray is entirely for us. We are not asking or convincing God to do something or give us something. The universe reflects our consciousness to us. We get more of whatever we focus on. So it's worthwhile to take time every day to straighten out our thinking and focus on what we truly want to the best of our knowledge. It might show up in a different form, and we leave room for this or something better. Why we pray is to keep our thoughts and attitudes as positive as possible, to focus on the divine perfection inherent in the world, and get our minds off of whatever we perceive as wrong. Prayer is consciousness conditioning. Jesus did it every time he went off alone. He realigned himself with the good of the universe. He opened himself again to let divine energy flow through him. How we pray in unity is called affirmative prayer because we are affirming the yes that we know is available. We are affirming that everything we could possibly want is already here, ready for us to accept it. So we pray as if it's already done. I am so happy and grateful now that, fill in the blank, my house is paid off. My son is sober. I have the perfect new job. My health is restored. My marriage is better. We claim those things before we can see them and feel the gratitude in advance. Jesus modeled affirmative prayer. When he raised Lazarus from the dead, he didn't say, "Oh, please, God, let Lazarus be healed." He said, "Lazarus, come forth." He declared it. It was already done. He never said, "Please, God, don't let us starve." He said, "Give us this day our daily bread." It's a claim. It's an assumption of yes. I got an email from one of our online listeners who said that even when she is affirming some piece of prosperity she wants, she can't shake the image of God doling out the goodies. And she asked how to shift into knowing that her thoughts shape the invisible substance surrounding her. It's a great question. Shifting our images of God at work in our lives takes a long time, did for me. Long after I knew different concepts and language, I still defaulted to the old image of God out there, helping me, especially when I was under stress. I'd revert to that. And I don't have a great answer except to keep practicing. This is why we keep coming here, listening to talks, reading, going to classes. It's all to remind ourselves to think differently. I envy people who don't have to be reminded, who grew up with these ideas and don't even question that they are creating their experience and have the power to do so. I knew an old man in Unity years ago whose mother taught him never to worry. Doesn't do any good. Don't waste your energy worrying. He was 91, hale and hearty, never worried. I still remember his sparkling blue eyes. Ernest Holmes, the founder of Religious Science, says his mother would not entertain fear, just never be afraid. It was not bravado. It was confidence that all is well. Others of us have to practice, have to create new images for ourselves. So a couple of weeks ago, I suggested immersion as a possible image. We are immersed in an ocean of divine love, creativity, and abundance, surrounded by the energy of all we want. And we just call it to us, summon it. Lazarus, come forth. Another image I've used is the pastry bag. And it surprised me that some of you liked that. But so we're surrounded by invisible substance, which is pure potential, and we bring it into form through our thoughts, like squeezing icing through a pastry bag. It takes the form we give it. We decorate our world like a cake by bringing our thoughts into manifestation. We can also use steps of prayer to remind us how we want to think about all this. Some people criticize using a formula for prayer, but I think it's like training wheels. Using steps for prayer until it feels natural. Kit and some of the other religious science people in this church have taught us the five steps of prayer from the Religious Science Church. She has spoken about it on Sundays. We did a prayer workshop not long ago. And I like their five steps. It's not us and them, but, you know, it's a little different. I like those steps because they track the five principles. So would you like to hear them again?
Yes.
Okay. Step one is principle one. God is all there is. There is only one life, one power, one presence in the universe, so start a prayer with that. I know there is only one presence and one power in the universe. Step two is principle two, including yourself in the divine. So I recognize my unity and oneness with this presence. Step 3 is calling forth the divine qualities you want. I know peace, love, and harmony already exist within me. I have the strength and wisdom necessary for any challenge. It's the creative power of thought, which is principle 3. If you're focused on prosperity, this is where you get specific, knowing that whatever you want already exists for you. Then step 4 is thanksgiving. It's gratitude for the thing you want. It's also gratitude for the awareness. Remembering that you are part of God and one with all that is, that's exciting, and it makes anything possible. So whatever you have declared is done. And you pray, I am so grateful for this revelation of truth in my life. Then step 5 is to release it to the universe. Let go and let God. As long as you hold on, nothing can change. So, I release and I let go. It is done. Ernest Holmes' original church in Los Angeles has a page on their website where you can build your own prayer. They explain each of the steps, and then you can fill in your own statements. So I'll put a link to that in the newsletter this week. You can build prayers. If you were God, and everyone wanted something, and you loved them unconditionally, wouldn't you just say yes to it all? And set it up so that they didn't even have to ask. They could just think about it, and it would show up. What a loving thing to do. The answer's always yes. You don't have to worry or be afraid. Just do your part, which is to remain aware that you live in this ocean of pure potential and you have the power to shape it. The best short prayer I know is, I hold all possibilities. And then call forth the best you can imagine, because all things are possible and they are here now. So let's take these thoughts into meditation. When we meditate, we just become comfortable, relax, turn within. Because it is within where we sometimes feel that divine presence. That is God in you. But it's also you, your own divinity. As a part of God, you are never separate from the divine. And that means you have access to all that creative energy, all that imagination. Not all our thoughts are conscious. But the more we can consciously and deliberately use our minds to create our lives, the better, at least the more interesting, life will be. And so we practice. And in this time of quiet, just imagine one thing that you've been wanting. It can be big or little. It can be tangible or intangible. Something you've been wishing would show up for you. And now imagine yourself surrounded by the divine creative energy of God. You are immersed in it. You're breathing it. And consciously and deliberately now, pull that energy into you. Shape it with that thought of whatever you want. And imagine it in your life now. What might it look like? How would it feel? Would you be grateful for this? Go ahead and feel that gratitude. This is one of the ways we pray. By knowing that the answer is yes. And we can't out-create God. We can't imagine more than is possible for us. Our very desire is evidence of its availability. What can we feel but thanksgiving? In this oneness, in this creative ocean of love, we are so grateful for this awareness. And whatever you have imagined, whatever you have brought into form with your thought, release it. Let it go. Let the universe go to work on it. Know that it is done. And all is well. Amen.